Russian planes are heading home, yet airstrikes will continue in Syria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Experts are calling the withdrawal a political ploy, and everybody's waiting to see if the peace talks hold. Meanwhile, after 5 years of civil war, the statistics are getting harder to bear. Nearly 80% of the refugee children have experienced death in their immediate families. But there's good news, too. Pete Howard of Food for the Hungry says they're working with local churches to bring these kids help and hope in the name of Jesus.
We are supporting these child-friendly spaces where children can learn and be children and even, in some cases, work through the trauma that they've had to deal with at far too young of an age.
Sometimes our decisions leave us guilt-ridden, even if we did nothing wrong. On January 19, 2011, service member Kevin Kruk and his roommate decided to eat lunch in the room, a decision that would come to haunt Kruk.
There was an incoming mortar shell that hit the dining facility, and where it hit was where we would have been sitting. And as a result, an Army specialist died instantly. He was sitting exactly where we would have been if we would have gone to chow.
The nightmares he began having followed him back to the United States. He was spiraling into deadly depression. And that's when he reached out to Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
When all else failed, I called because I couldn't deal with it on my own.
Warrior Set Free is a veteran-guided counseling program, equipping veterans with scripture and prayer to fight trauma fallout. To learn the rest of Kevin's story, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set 7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. And these are words meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.